Hello there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Wednesday, March 19th. Grey Bruce's largest hospital network, Bright Shores Health System, is branching off its research department into an independent nonprofit. It's now known as the Bright Shores Research Institute. Executive Director Neil McLean says there's a couple of reasons for the change.
One is to promote new models of care and to drive quality. But the other piece is an opportunity to work effectively as a hospital with its community members to better support people.
McLean adds the Research Institute has been working on five clinical trials, which are predominantly being led out of the Owen Sound Hospital.
So it's bringing world-class clinical trials that are typically being offered in large urban settings like Hamilton, London, Toronto, into Owen Sound, which is fantastic.
The Blue Water Park swimming pool in Wyerton set to get some repairs. South Bruce Peninsula Council yesterday approved spending about $114,000 to replace the main drain and return lines in the public pool. The town's director of Parks and Recreation, Kieran Brennan, says the Blue Water Park pool is getting old and there could be other issues that pop up moving forward.
The liner is already 18 years old. That could go. The filters are approximately 18 to 20 years old. That could go. The motor was rebuilt 2 years ago, but it's not new, so that could go.
It's pothole season, and the city of Owen Sound's accepting reports of concerns as staff get ready to conduct repairs. Depending on the location and weather, city works crews are typically able to repair potholes within a few days of receiving a report. You can find a link to the city's online reporting system on our news website. A structure fire in Kincardine closed a section of Highway 21 yesterday. OPP say it was a small electrical fire at a business property. No injuries were reported. Ontario's new government will be sworn in today. Premier Doug Ford and his cabinet will officially take their oaths this afternoon at the Royal Ontario Museum in Toronto after the Progressive Conservatives won another majority in last month's election. The premier is not expected to make any major changes to his cabinet. The legislature is set to return on April 14th. And two NASA astronauts are back on Earth after a longer-than-planned stay at the International Space Station. Sunita Williams and Butch Wilmore traveled there in June aboard the new Boeing Starliner spacecraft. They were supposed to remain in orbit for 8 days, but safety concerns with Starliner prompted NASA to have it return empty. The pair made it back to Earth yesterday aboard a SpaceX capsule. All right, it's time now for your morning business report. Stocks poised for a higher open this morning. Futures up in pre-market trading as investors await the latest Federal Reserve decision for interest rates south of the border. Yesterday, selling returned on Wall Street. The Dow fell 260 points to 41,581. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ sank as well. The tech stock benchmark was down nearly 2%, while the TSX dropped 79 points to 24,706. Bitcoin up more than 2% this morning to over 83,700 US. The price of oil is little change, $66.75 per barrel, while gold's trading flat as well at $3,040 an ounce, and the Canadian dollar's at 69.78 cents US. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
Good morning, I'm RJ Broadhead. Here's the morning sports brought to you by Remax. The Montreal Canadiens scored 5 in the 3rd to beat Ottawa and move into a wild card spot. Vancouver defeated Winnipeg. Canucks are in a wild card too. Edmonton crushed Utah. Calgary got past the Rangers. The Flames are the only Canadian team not in a playoff position right now, but they're only 2 back. Just 2 games tonight, including the Leafs hosting Colorado. The Scepters are also at home. They play New York. Last night, Boston had a shootout win against Montreal. The defending World Series champs got off to a good start. Dodgers defeated the Cubs 4-1 yesterday. They're playing Game 2 of the Tokyo Series this morning. The Orioles beat the Blue Jays in spring training. These two teams meet for real a week from tomorrow at Rogers Center. Canada's playing Norway at the World Curling Championship. Rachel Holman sits in 3rd place. North Carolina and Alabama State won their play-in games to get into the main draw of March Madness, which starts tomorrow. Now here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. Guelph and London were winners in the OHL last night, and there's a key game tonight for Owen Sound Attack scoreboard watchers. The Sioux Greyhounds visit the Sudbury Wolves. Sioux is currently 7th in the Western Conference, 1 point up on both the Attack and Sarnia Sting. Tomorrow, the Attack kick off a 3-3 to close out the regular season with a road game in Barrie. You can hear it live on Key of Owen Sound, Terry's Trailer Service, Bear Radio. There's always more sports on the Remax Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca. Remax agents have the experience to get the job done in today's market. Your weather's coming up next. A nice day, mainly sunny and a high of 19. Tonight becoming cloudy, a few showers beginning overnight and a low of 10. Cloudy tomorrow with a slight chance of some showers or flurries and falling to zero. And Friday, sunshine and a high of 8.